10 minutes late. Not as bad as I thought. I passed Tom's and Victoria's empty desks on the way to my own, spying Patrick in his office as I land in my chair. Unpacking my laptop, I notice a package has been left for me.
"Morning, flower."
Patrick's low boom greets me as he perches on the edge of my desk, followed by the customary creak under his weight.
"What have you got there?"
"Morning. It's the new fabric range from Miller's. You like?" I stroke some of the luxurious material.
"Wonderful," he feigns interest. "Don't let Irene clap her eyes on it. I've just liquidated most of my assets to fund the new soft furnishings at home."
"Oh," I give him a sympathetic face. "Where is everyone?"
"Victoria has the day off and Tom's having a nightmare with Mr. and Mrs. Baines. It's just you, me and Sal today, flower."
He takes his comb out of his inside pocket and runs it through his silver mop. "I've got a midday appointment at the manor," I remind him. He can't have forgotten. "Are you sure I'm the person you want on this, Patrick?" I've worked for Rococo Union for 4 years, and it was made clear that I was employed to expand the business into the modern sector. With luxury apartments flying up all over London, Patrick and Tom, with their specialty of traditional design, were missing out. When it took off and the workload got too much for me, he employed Victoria.
"They asked for you, flower."
He pushes himself to his feet, and my desk creaks in protest again. Patrick ignores it, but I wince. He has to lose some weight or stop sitting on my desk. It won't take the strain for much longer. So they asked for me. Why? My portfolio holds nothing that will reflect traditional design. Nothing at all. I can't help but think that this is a complete waste of my time. Patrick or Tom should be going.
"Oh, Luso launch."
Patrick tucks his comb away.
"The developer is really pushing the boat out with this party in the penthouse. You've done an amazing job, Ava."
Patrick's eyebrows nod with his head. I blush. "Thank you." I'm dead proud of myself and my work at Luso, my greatest achievement in my short career. Based on St. Catherine docks, and with prices ranging from $3 million for a basic apartment to $10 million for the penthouse, we're in the super-rich realm. The design specification is as the name suggests, Italian luxury. I sourced all materials, furniture, and art from Italy, and enjoyed a week there organizing the shipping schedule. Next Friday is the launch party, but I know they've already sold the penthouse and 6 other apartments, so it's more of a showing-off party. I've cleared my diary so I can do the final checks once the cleaners are out. I flick the pages of my diary to next Friday and scribble across the page again.
"Good girl. I've told Victoria to be there at 5. It's her first launch, so you need to give her a heads up. I'll be there at 7 with Tom."
"Sure." Patrick returns to his office, and I open my email, sifting through to delete or respond where necessary. At 11 o'clock, I pack up my laptop and poke my head around Patrick's office door. He's engrossed with something on his computer. "I'm off now," I say, but he just waves his hand in the air in acknowledgement. I walk through the office and see Sally fighting with a photocopier. "See you later, Sal."
"Bye, Ava,"
she replies, but she's too busy removing the paper jam to acknowledge me with her face. The girl's a calamity. I walk out into the sunshine and head for my car. Friday mid-morning traffic is a nightmare, but once I'm out of the city, the drive onward is pretty straightforward. The roof is down, and Adele is keeping me company. A little drive in the countryside is a lovely way to finish my work week. I pull off the main road and onto a little lane, where I find myself in front of the biggest pair of gates that I've ever seen.